live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the TII has confirmed just over €40 million for the development of safety and road strengthening works on the Donegal primary and secondary road network for 2018. According to the INMO, there were 2,408 people awaiting admission in emergency departments across the country this week. Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as a deteriorating taste in the water supply in Letterkenny, and ongoing efforts are being made to retain the Irish language and its use in the southwest Donegal Gaeltacht region. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht. But first in news, an Inishowen councillor is expressing concern about the immediate future of the Buncrana Nursing Community Nursing Unit, saying staff shortage have led to the closure of 5 beds already and day services are also being seriously compromised. Councillor Rena Donaghy says the problem is being worsened because they haven't got clearance to replace senior staff. Speaking earlier with Greg Hughes in the 9 till noon show, Councillor Donaghy says at present the nursing unit is at full capacity.
It's a very serious situation in Buncrana Community Hospital. Patients will not be accepted from Letterkenny Hospital or from anywhere else at the moment. Locals around here in Inishowen will not be accepted either. They just can't take any more patients in through their doors because they don't have the staff to manage it.
The Emergency Department Task Force will meet on Monday to discuss hospital overcrowding. It's one of the measures announced after a meeting between the HSE and the INMO. It comes as INMO figures show there were 100 patients awaiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital over the course of this week. Donal Kavanagh has more.
According to the INMO, over the course of this week, there were 2,408 people awaiting admission in emergency departments and overflow areas of wards. That's a 10% increase over the first week of January 2017. Letterkenny University Hospital bucked the national trend with a 1.7% drop, falling from 107 last year to 100 over the past 5 days. Nationally, Wednesday of this week saw a record 677 awaiting inpatient beds in Irish hospitals. By this morning, that had fallen to 483. The INMO says 2 years ago, in January 2016, it reached an agreement with the HSC on improving patient flow. It now wants talks on how to fully implement that strategy. The INMO's General Secretary, Phil Nihay, says today's preliminary discussions were productive.
We had thought that the group CEOs would be advised that they have to meet the INMO at local level in order to ensure that every possible avenue was being pursued to maximise efficiencies. Some hospitals admit more people who attend than others. Why is that? Some hospitals have a higher level of discharge. Is there a reason for that? Also, the utilisation of beds. How are our patients flowing from the moment they come into the ED right through to when they're discharged? That is a piece of work that has to be done, constantly monitored, and we were very critical that over the Christmas period the emphasis was taken off that.
Meanwhile, a senior member of the Regional Health Forum says various winter initiatives have not solved the overcrowding crisis in the hospital system, and what's needed is substantial investment right across the health service. Donegal County Councillor Cathaoirleach Gerry McMonagall says the Health Minister appears to realise that previous initiatives haven't worked. Councillor McMonagall now hopes this will mean more money being allocated by Simon Harris. Councillor McMonagall says there's no joined-up thinking in the health service at the moment, and that, he believes, is why initiatives are failing.
This isn't just about the short stay ward in Letterkenny. It's a whole system problem. It's lack of investment right across the health service, and we all know in relation to our community hospitals, cut back in beds there and staff, the step down that would free up beds in the hospital. But this isn't happening, so it's just not about putting 1.8 million and went up the short stay ward. It's about looking at the whole system.
The TII has confirmed just over €40 million for development, safety and road strengthening works on the Donegal primary and secondary road network for 2018. Many of the projects, which are spread right across the county, have previously been flagged in a series of government announcements. They include considerable works on various sections of the N56. It's an increase on the 2017 allocation, but still short of the €44 million requested by Donegal County Council. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says it's important that provision is also being made for future planning.
There's an important figure there, and that's €2.4 million is for the 10T route improvement. That there is to prepare for the design work on the Balbofeston Order Bypass, the Manor to Lifford Road, and to prepare the design as well for the Bunagee Link. It's the first stage in the overall development, and that is good news. In relation to the others, there's quite a substantial amount of money to be used for pavement works on the N56, and of course that's new surfacing. Now this, to be clear, is just the national road and the N56, and while speaking to the Minister yesterday, he confirmed that he would be announcing the county and regional roads, which are all important to us, by the end of January. We had €20.2 million last year, and I would be expecting a substantial increase in that this year.
As you say, important planning works being done on the 10T project and others. We also see allocations in there for the N14, N15 link with the A5, and also money there for Tully Wrap on the road near Lifford as well. Now, the amounts there are just in the tens of thousands, so they'll not be substantial projects, but important in terms of planning.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole background to this, and it's an indication very clearly, while it's not a lot of money, it's an indication that they're on the TII plans going forward. And of course, any of those roads where there's substantial money to be spent in the years, they're not going to spend big money now, but of course some preparatory works will have to be carried out.
Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as a deteriorating taste in the water supply in Letterkenny. The issue has led to some residents resorting to bottled water as opposed to drinking from their own supply. Local councillor Desi Shields says a detailed report must be compiled by the council laboratory to determine the cause of the problem.
I really want to find out, what's causing this, and is it a chemical issue or is it an issue to do with the old pipes? And I've asked by motion for next week's Letterkenny Municipal District meeting for the council laboratory to prepare a report on what exactly is in the water and what exactly is causing the poor taste.
Are there concerns that there might be something more sinister in the water supply in Letterkenny?
Well, you see, there's different things that can cause problems with the taste in the water. There could be lead getting into the water, there can be iron getting into the water, that can be to do with pipes. You can have other chemicals. Obviously the water's been treated quite extensively. I have to say the main Letterkenny water supply has been treated with chlorine because of there has been an ongoing issue where there hasn't been a proper barrier in place for prevention of cryptosporidium. So they've been putting obviously excess chlorine into the water to deal with that, and that's obviously causes additional chemical derivatives to enter the water. And I suppose the proof in the pudding is that the Letterkenny water supply, anybody I suppose who's familiar with it, especially in particular areas of Letterkenny, it does have a very, very poor taste, and something's not right with it. It shouldn't be that way, and I want the council through the laboratory to prepare a report and see if we can get to the bottom of what's wrong and do something about it.
The council is being asked to carry out an urgent review of car parking at Larkins Lane in Letterkenny. It follows concern raised by proprietors in the area that some people are leaving their cars parked there for the majority of the day, and this is having a detrimental effect on their business. Mayor of Letterkenny, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh, says a number of options can be explored in a bid to prevent long-stay parking in this area.
Look at maybe what can be done to deal with that, because I've been down there and looked at it, and it does seem to be chock-a-block all day long. And these are ratepayers, and I think they have a genuine complaint that needs to be looked at. And I think we need to review parking on the lane and decide what's the best way forward. Maybe it's the case that we need a paint display there.
The Irish Hotels Federation says that the homeless crisis needs a long-term solution and that hotels can only provide temporary relief. It comes as the Gresham Hotel says it will no longer accept payments from Dublin City Council for 14 families. Inner City Helping Homeless says that an influx of tourists is to blame and hotels want to free up rooms. Celine has been living at the Gresham with her son.
It's hard because he's a 15-year-old, there's no privacy, he can't bring his friends back, he can't do things like that normal 15-year-olds can do, and it's affecting him like very bad. Okay. School as well. Like,
there was a 3% increase in calls received by NIDOC in December 2017 compared to the same period during the previous year. 7,211 calls were received by this service in Donegal in December last, with 4,070 calls being dealt with between December the 22nd and January the 1st this year. Approximately 70% of all calls received a GP consultation and or treatment, with the remaining 30% receiving nursing advice. Pádraig Sheeran is HSE NIDOC service manager. He says these latest figures reflect this busy winter period.
In December 2017, this December, we had 7,211 calls during the month of December, whereas in December 2016, we had just under 7,000. There's a 3% increase there in the number of calls in December. And I suppose that's particularly significant because the 2016 figure was a significant increase, if you like, on 2015, which I suppose shows that at this time of the year, obviously the service is at its busiest, and certainly the December figure of 7,211 would be the busiest month of the year.
And now going forward, as we're into January and as many people have the flu, do you think that this will increase?
Our prediction would be that we would continue to be very busy over the next number of weeks, as that is normally the trend, that into the early weeks of January you can expect to be very busy. And I suppose it would be remiss of me not to mention the staff and the GPs who have worked right over Christmas and have worked very hard to provide that service to the public. And as I say, generally speaking, that period of high activity generally extends into the early weeks in January in any case.
Ongoing efforts are being made to retain the Irish language and its use in the southwest Donegal Gaeltacht region. Eunan Cunningham, chairperson of the Language Planning Steering Committee in southwest Donegal Gaeltacht, says the language is not being used as much in the area as done so in the past. A series of meetings are to be held next week in an effort to gather the opinions of locals on the language. Mr. Cunningham says it is about protecting and maintaining Irish as a living language.
In southwest Donegal, Gaeltacht's been a Gaeltacht region for a long time. Even though it's a Gaeltacht area, if we're to be truthful about it, the language is not spoken as much as we would like it to be spoken. We're making an effort to revive it and to protect it, I suppose, and maintain it as a living language. We've already done an extensive survey of the region, and we have had over 700 responses to questionnaires asking people's opinions on the language. Just to make sure we haven't missed anybody, we've decided just to have a series of meetings next week.
Sport on Highland, brought to you in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for 2018 with a massive New Year sale now on in store and at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15, time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. One of the biggest rivalries in English football opens up the FA Cup third round tonight. Liverpool and Everton made at Anfield for the second Merseyside derby in 4 weeks. The sides played out a 1-1 draw in the league last month in a game which Liverpool dominated but weren't able to capitalise on their chances. They've since gone on a good run of form, while the Toffees have lost 2 games in the past week under Sam Allardyce. It's unsure yet whether record Liverpool signing Virgil van Dijk will make his debut, but the side will definitely be without Philippe Coutinho amid question marks over his future at the club. Klopp's yet to win a trophy since taking charge at Anfield, and the Liverpool manager won't look too far ahead.
To talk about winning something before you play the first round, sounds already a little bit disrespectful. So we know that it will be a tough game, but for Everton as well, that's the most important news maybe. And we will try everything to go in the next round.
That game kicks off at 7:55 tonight, 5 minutes later at 8. The match gets underway at Old Trafford, where Derby County pay a visit to Manchester United. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger has been handed a 3-game touchline ban after admitting an FA misconduct charge following criticism of officials after the recent draw against West Brom. Wenger has also been asked to explain a separate comments before and after their midweek draw with Chelsea. He has until next Tuesday to respond. Scottish Premiership champion Celtic have signed winger Lewis Morgan from Championship leader St Mirren. The Scottish under-21 internationals agreed a 4.5-year deal at Parkhead and will return to Paisley on loan for the rest of the season. Meanwhile, Brighton manager Chris Hughton has categorically denied that they've made a bid for Celtic striker Moussa Dembele. He's not denied interest in the French striker, but says there's no truth in previous reports they've been in discussions over a fee. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says Ross Barkley's a decent English prospect as they close in on signing the midfielder from Everton. It's understood the England international had a medical last night and is currently in his way to London to complete the move. Barkley hasn't played yet this season after having hamstring surgery, but has thought he's not too far off full fitness. Conte says they'll have to be careful not to rush him back.
In case this player signs for the club, because I repeat, as the club will inform you if there are some news, and we must have great patience, and at the same time we have to recover him very, very quickly.
There's cup action in England this weekend, plus there's also Irish Senior Cup fifth round ties to be played tomorrow. Institute are on the road as they head to Knockbreda. 1:30 is the start time to that match. Coleraine to go on Lisburn Distillery. Derrickview go to Larne. Limavady go to Dungannon. And Crusaders are hosting Maiden City. They're just five of the ties among round five tomorrow. This coming weekend sees the resumption of intermediate and junior football in the Northwest. In the Donegal Junior League, the big game of the weekend on Sunday is the top two meeting in the Premier Division as leaders Kildrum Tigers host Milford United. There's also a full programme of games in the Inishowen Football League on Sunday, with Glengadge United given the opportunity to go top of the table if they beat Greencastle FC. But in the Ulster Senior League, the top side, of course, in the last 5 years has been Coghill Celtic. They're the current leaders by a point ahead of Fannett. They host Swilly Rovers on Sunday, with second place Fannett hosting Letterkenny Rovers. The match between Finn Harps and Derry City has been reversed to the Vail Centre in Derry, starting at 11:30 a.m. In rugby, as expected, the Irish provinces have rung the changes for tomorrow's interprovincial derbies in the Pro 14 League. Many of the changes are due to the 5-day turnaround from the New Year's Day fixtures, and with the Champions Cup returning next week. Ulster captain Rory Best will start his first game in a month after being named in Ulster's team for the trip to Leinster. Best had been sidelined due to an ankle skin infection. That's one of 10 changes in all, with Irish internationals Jake Stockdale, Ian Henderson and Andrew Trimble also returning to the starting lineup. Local rugby tomorrow, Alec McDonald will be heading for Rennie to watch City of Derry on the road in All-Ireland League Division 2B. Omar also on the road tomorrow as well as they go to Bangor. Plus, there is matches to take place in the Towns Cup and in Rugby Regional West in Ulster. In golf, Australia's Mark Leishman has a one-shot lead going into tonight's second round of the PGA Tour's Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. He's on 6 under par after a 67 in the first round. Open winner Jordan Spieth is at 2 over, currently 8 shots off the pace. And finally, for the moment, in Gaelic games, it's going to be a busy weekend of inter-county action. The North West sides are back playing football and indeed hurling. Tomorrow afternoon, the Conor McGurk Cup continues for both Tyrone and Donegal. Tyrone are playing Antrim in the first game at Queen's University at the Dub at 12 o'clock. And then at 1:30, Donegal are playing Down. Both sides, of course, won their opening matches before Christmas. And on the football front, it's the second round of games in the group stages of the Dr. McKenna Cup, with all three Northwest counties looking to make it back-to-back victories. Donegal are on the road for the first time in 2018 as they head to Clonus on Sunday to play Monaghan, who lost their opening match to Fermanagh last Wednesday. We'll be featuring that Monaghan-Donegal game on Sunday afternoon. Myself and Brendan Devaney will have full live commentary. That's from just after the 2 o'clock news on Sunday. Tyrone are also looking to make it back-to-back wins. They're taking on St Mary's at Hilly Park in Omagh. Francis Mooney will be covering that game. And Derry go on the road under new manager Damien McAuleen. They're away from home making the trips to the Athletic Grounds as they play Armagh. Both sides won their respective opening matches on Wednesday night. And that's it from the sports desk. For today, Michaela, our next sport is tomorrow afternoon, Saturday Sport. The usual throw-in time of just after the 2 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, tonight will be cold with outbreaks of rain with some sleet over higher ground. Lowest temperatures of -1 to -3 degrees with some frost in places for a time. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, an Inishowen councillor is expressing concern about the immediate future of the Buncrana Community Nursing Unit, saying staff shortage have led to the closure of 5 beds already and day services are also being seriously compromised. Councillor Rena Donaghy says the problem is being worsened because they haven't got clearance to replace senior staff. The Emergency Department Task Force will meet on Monday to discuss hospital overcrowding. It comes as INMO figures show there were 100 patients awaiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital over the course of this week. The TII has confirmed just over €40 million for development, safety and road strengthening works on the Donegal primary and secondary road network for 2018. Many of the projects, which are spread right around the county, have previously been flagged in a series of government announcements. And there was a 3% increase in calls received by NowDoc in the region in December 2017 compared to the same period during the previous year. 7,211 calls were received by the service in December last, with 4,070 calls being dealt with between December the 22nd and January the 1st this year. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferter. Good evening.
Shower Mahas a Colm Ferter and Sean in the Prief Skelty or Highland Radio. Tasrai a crunyhe fui hohi nigeliga bartihe in Yeltert, Jeskirch, Hunanol, Ikilkata, Glen Colm Killa, Augustar Drahe. Is a bail and fobol an agriot at a fragra as a flannel a changa, Salimister, Augustar Igsul, Gomegulior, Ranfarchihe, Igfrastel in the crunyhe and Chagt and Shahogin, Tellu Olish Eganofig and Hostje Eg and Ever, Nivni Sharta Kahar and Nia Shakt, a tree in Nivni Hucht and Nia Kahar. Turis Keeter and New San Nuachtan Donegal News, Gobel Ratchis Janta, Eg Udras Nigeltakta, Fui Has SLM, Shannon and Tudras, Levianchi, a renew in a lay, Goro She Ro Arist Jontus a Lurg on Agriot, Kailu Trahas a Dal Fast, Nuradreju, Kolakt SLM, Avi Lonihe, a Bark Goro Gidor, Namalav. Be Ard Esh, Conor Nigeliga, a Hionel, a Jiran Trio last fee, Ogusan Kuigo last fee, the Mi Fjaran in Austin, Meadowlands, in Tralee, Hondi Kiri, Kid Fihe, Ogusan Kuig Vlian, Ai, Fish, Farbert, Fwes, Ata, Marhema, Nahardeshe, Tellu, Eg, Si Naji Bunk, IE. August Janfer Kelleru Erengeliga, Tree Clara Kemsiha, Blian Nigeliga, Yavilis a Hortjeg, Savlian Ur, Kelleru Erengeliga, Ata, San Lata, Nuan Ata, Savlian Nigeliga, Comite, Lakid, Fihisakrig, Vlian, Da, Vyohan Nigeliga, Ta Emakti, Nefela, Falsiha, Erensiv, Peg, Bunk, I, E, August Tatelu, Ola, Sher, Emakti, August Connus, Emakta, Claru, Egensiv, Comai. August Bay Kelleru Icha Nolag na Man on Ichi Hudibeg and Bonbeg, Tornona Amara, Lebem Hicher, Ban Scriv Nuri, August Kyotri Achula, Agus Tashinon Ega Harta Clug, August Shimmahodse Eligalier, Slanagus Banner.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 5th of January. The death has taken place at the Donegal Hospice of Michael Desmond, Sesha Dunfanaghy, formerly of Macroom, County Cork. removal from the Donegal Hospice tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, going to his late residence in Dunfanaghy. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, on Monday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Harkin Funeral Directors, Creaslow. The sudden death has taken place at her home in Ware, Hertfordshire, of Tracy Cairns, formerly of Camas Park, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her brother Michael's home at 85 Summerhill Court, Strabane, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday at 20 past 11 for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at St. Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorder, of Bella O'Mara, Sesha O'Neill, Bella Buffet. Her remains are reposing at her daughter and son-in-law, Deirdre and Drew Duncan's home in Sesha O'Neill. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Patients' Comfort Fund, St. Joseph's Hospital, Stranorder, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place in Philadelphia, USA, of Hannah Friel O'Malley, formerly of Gortnalara, Terman. Funeral Mass and burial will take place in St. Peter and St. Paul's Church, Springfield, Pennsylvania. The death has taken place of Jerry O'Brien, formerly of Segully Road, Drumquin. His remains will leave Sean O'Kane and Sons Funeral Home at 280 Dewish Road, Drumquin, at 5:45 this evening, to arrive at St. Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin, by 6 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred at Carndonagh Community Hospital of Bill Gill, Anna Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11 to St. Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11:30, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients' Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or McFeely Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. Strictly private for family only before the funeral tomorrow morning.